Okay, it's good to have today here on BPN Radio a very special person in my life, a man who is the vice president of Breakout Prayer Network and my associate here, Rick Gentry. And Rick, it's a delight to have you here today. And just want to tell you a little bit about my son. He is he's been a high school basketball coach for over 20 years. He's won 511 games and 170 compared to 173 losses, three state titles, one national title, 12 district titles, six-time coach of the year, four Final Four appearances in the state of Texas, two-time Texas All-Star coach. He's coached TCU, Texas Christian University summer basketball camps. He's coached a McDonald's All-American nominee. He's been an athletic director for over 20 years. Coached over 15 years of Shoot the Hoops with Coach G basketball camps. And right now he is pioneering a homeschool basketball program for all of South Austin, Texas. And he's also the youth leader at Jubilee Christian Center in Austin, Texas. And it's good to have Rick on the broadcast. Rick, good to have you today.
Well, I appreciate you having me, Dad. It's an honor for me to be on your radio show, and I'm a big, strong supporter of BPN Radio.
Well, thank you very much, and I know that you have worked with young people for a long time, and you've worked with them on the basketball court, on the football field, and off. And I know you've been a tremendous influence, particularly to a lot of young men that still stay in touch with you after all of these years. You've been such a tremendous influence on their lives. And I don't know of any one person that can be a greater influence on someone else than a basketball, football, baseball coach, or whatever kind of coach it may be, and a youth leader, which you are now working with young people there here at Jubilee Christian Center. So I know that there's a lot of parents that are listening today that they have a lot of struggles with their teenage children. I know that you have three teenagers in your home right now. Why do you think that parents are having so much difficulty with their children, particularly their teenagers? Why do you think that's happening?
Well, I believe there's some keys to that. You know, there's a huge attack on the family today. Kids are distracted, and they have the world has all kinds of distractions that are on our kids, whether it be video games, texting, Facebook, all the things that are distractions. But I think that a big key would be for the family is communication. Also, the mother and the father being on the same page and working together. And that's one of the biggest challenges, is that parents working together for the same goal to their kids is very difficult. We're busy. We have distractions as well. So I feel that if the parents can get a good game plan, the only way to be successful is that has to happen first. Talking to your kids, sometimes it's awkward as we talk with our kids because we, you know, things were different when we were younger. But anyway, I think there's a lot of hope. I think there's a lot of great things that can happen with communication and parents being on the same page.
Okay, I know that's very, very important, that the discipline factor must still be a factor, and I know that we're having a lot of challenges. I know that you, one reason you've been such a successful basketball, football coach over the years, that you've had a discipline program. And it seems like that we now are living in an anti-discipline society where parents, they don't know what to do with their kids. Many of them have no discipline at school. And then they come home and discipline, you know, they try to put discipline in effect, and it becomes a major problem. So what would you say to parents to say, I've got rebellious kids, and and I don't know exactly how to discipline them, how to establish guidelines or borderlines for them. As a result, there's a lot of chaos or confusion in my home. There's not peace, and I know that God has called us not to be peacekeepers, but peacemakers. And so how would you address that issue in the home as far as disciplining children and working with spirits of rebellion?
Well, it's just like in football, you know, the running backs get the accolades, but really, if you can't block it, you can't run it. So you have to have those core values, just like you have a strong offensive line. But follow-through would be the main thing that I would think that, again, is a challenge unless parents are on the same page. And I know it all comes back to leadership, but I think that, again, we have sat down with our kids, communicated expectations. Some of it is not easy to talk about things with your kids, some topics, some things that they don't really want to comply with. And the other thing would be that after you set some things in motion, that you are able to follow through with that. And that takes discipline on everybody's part. So I would say that that to sit down, go over the game plan, and then talk about, hey, here's how we're going to play the game. Get their input, let them speak, let them feel like that they are being heard, that they're not 10 rules on the wall, and you say, read these every morning, and if you do these things, you're great, and if you don't, it's not going to be good for you. So I believe that there does need to be, again, coming back to the word communication, but the lack of discipline in athletics always gets you beat. The lack of discipline in your home always creates chaos. Either way, you're losing. So to win in your family, you're going to need to establish discipline, and it's not about doing it Monday and then not doing it the rest of the time. You have to practice each day the discipline, and then you have to go back and communicate again, set back down, or you have to say great job, or you have to say, hey, we talked about this, can you get this done? So it starts with little things, but then if I know this, that when my kids, I have four kids, when they were young, a wise man once told me that it's the best way to train is to train early. So we tried to train our children when they were young, and it has paid off for us. We still have to deal with issues just like any other family quite often, especially with four kids. But, two of them are in college now, so it's different conversations. But we look back at the discipline that we started when they were young, and we see that it has paid great dividends today.
Well, I certainly agree with that, Rick. That's wise counsel. And in just a little while, we're going to pray for parents that are having a challenge with their teenagers, and also those that maybe have children that they need to be training their kids. I know that you worked with young people for a long, long time, and I know that you're a youth leader now, and there may be some things that you are observing concerning this generation that we need to pray about. And, you and I both work with Young Preachers International, YPI, reaching out to young people to preach to their generation. But working with young people today, I know it's probably a little different than it was 20 years ago. So what do you see among youth, and how can we reach, how do you believe that we can reach more young people where they're at right now?
Well, the thing that we need to pray about is that, and we need to understand, is that role modeling is so, so important. And it's really what I believe God wants us to do. We can see that through, say, our grandparents, our parents, on down, that role modeling is such a can be such a healthy thing for us. And that's what we're trying to do with youth. You know, the thing that the difference 20 years ago and now with youth, people say, well, they don't have a very long attention span. And, you know, the ADD factor is coming into play. What we've found is that just, again, if we ask youth questions, get them involved, also let teach them to role model, that they have a long attention span or longer than a lot of folks think that that they do. So I just feel like that youth nowadays, again, it goes back to distractions. It is a little bit more of a challenge to get them to focus. So, you know, we work hard on things that to get them to focus in different topics and different things that interest them. So I think meeting the youth where they're at, if you're willing to do that, you can be extremely successful. I know that that's a particularly a big challenge to try to say, hey, you know, swim across the lake and meet me over here. But I think the key is we got to get in the water also and at least meet them halfway.
Well, I believe that. I know also that young people need lots of affirmation and, you know, endorsing. And I know that you have been building all of these years. You've been building champions. I remember when you started with this, like a fifth and sixth or sixth and seventh grade team, and I don't think you lost a game that first season, so you were a success from the start, but you know how to affirm. And I know that affirmation is very important for young people, right?
Well, I think that all of us like positive words. You know, you know, when you are disciplining someone to do it in love, Jesus said, without love, we're nothing. And so we can do a lot of things in life, accomplish a lot of great things, but without love, we're nothing. What does that mean? That means that we need to love one another. Even in discipline, you know, we can lose our cool, we can get upset. I know that it's been hard over the years to love officials, but after years go by, I've worked hard on that. And so there's always a challenging kid, a challenging official. There's always going to be a Goliath in our life. But I do feel that kids really need affirmation. That goes so far. Case in point, the other night at a game, this young man was having a really bad game, turning over the ball. And I was on him quite a bit. But after the game, I just said, hey, great job the second half. The officials and your coach was on you the first half. You did a super job recovering mentally and physically, and you rose above all the turnovers, and you did an outstanding job. Big smile popped on his face. And so that's what it's all about. You can... So when you're talking with your kids, say some words to them and see what kind of response you get. Now, there could be that there's it's going to take a while, so you can't just say, well, I tried to love them on Tuesday and they didn't respond. So this has got to be consistent. You've got to break down a bunch of walls. If you've built walls, then, you know, it's going to take time. So understand that, but just keep being consistent in what you're doing.
That's very good, Rick. And I know that that having young people, and particularly in this day and time when there's so many options going on, there's so many distractions, there's so many voices, I know it can be very challenging. But I know that young people are incredible, influential part of our society. And I know you've done such an incredible job, not only with your own kids, but also coaching and on the court, off the court, teaching. So why don't you just say a prayer for the parents today. You can just say a prayer, however the Holy Spirit wants you to say, concerning parents that may be having challenging times, difficult times with their children, with their teenagers, young people in their house. They could just use some prayer right now, an encouraging prayer.
Well, let's pray right now for the parents that are struggling, and also for the parents that have a great relationship with your kids, that will continue. So we're all fishing out of the same boat. We all have challenges at different times. Some of our kids are, like I said, were a little tougher when they were younger, but then as they're older, they're maybe it's great, or vice versa. So either way, let's just pray today for wisdom in all we do. So, God, we thank you today for the parents out there. I know that parents are under attack like never before, because some of us do not know how to fight the battle that Satan has put before our kids. And also, you know, we pray that God gives parents wisdom to discern their kids' friends. I know that friends can be very uplifting, but they can also be very hazardous to our kids. And what happens is, the friends, a lot of times they spend more time with your children than you do, and so they become a bigger influence in your kid's life. So I just pray for wisdom for you today to determine if there's any of that going on, that you'll have wisdom and how to work through all that. And we pray for families today that can, you know, I know one of the things that really helps us is that at dinner, we always try to meet for dinner every night, and that's a good time to hear what's going on in your kid's life, detect any attitudes, see what's happening, and at least you know at dinner you're going to get some knowledge and wisdom about your kids and where they're at today in their life. So we just pray that schedules are cleared, that you're able to make time to sit down and have a meal with your family. And we pray for parents out there all over the nation for boldness to pray with your kids, and to just step up together as husband and wife. And if you're a single parent, we pray for wisdom for you. I know that there's a lot of single parents in our nation, and we just pray again for wisdom for parents, single parents, parents all over the nation, that you will gain greater understanding on how to interact with your kids in a godly way. And there's hope for you if you've been feel like that you've been kind of beaten up, or every day's a challenge, that with God there's a way. And I just pray for a change to happen in your life right now. And I pray that God will give you an idea of how to connect with your kids and with your family. And, you're building a champion every day yourself. I have my four first and foremost, I have my four kids that I'm wanting them to be champions. Coaching has been great, but I'm sure you feel the same way, that with your kids, you want them to be champions in all they do. And so just remember, take one day at a time. I pray for that today, and I pray that all is well in your family. And I pray that you have a wonderful day. The future's bright, and I pray that the past does not beat you up, that the future is bright because you look forward. When we look backwards, we cannot go forward. So I pray that today that it's just a new start for you, and that you're encouraged in all you do, and that you can move forward with your family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, thank you very much. My son Rick Gentry here on BPN. And if someone wants to contact you about about youth ministry, about coaching, about private lessons, about youth ministry. How do they get a hold of you? Do you have a website, Rick?
In consulting.
Yes, you can go out and check out my website. It's CoachGBasketball.net. And I consult schools. I consult businesses. And I'd be happy to help you any way I could. So you can go to my website.
Okay, thank you very much. Great to have my son, Rick Gentry, Vice President of Breakout Prayer Network, on the broadcast today. God bless you.